Welcome to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name is Duran. I'm also known as the Chill Poet. And I want to discuss the current situation that's happening concerning racism. It's always present. But no matter what we go through, we always persevere. Whether you're Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, we still find ways to persevere, and we shouldn't be afraid, or we shouldn't even want to be anything else. We should accept what skin we're born in and be very unapologetic about it. Personally, in my life, I haven't faced too many prejudice or racism. As I was growing up, I mostly lived in a Black community, both in America and obviously Jamaica. But racism can still find its way. I remember when I was young, like I'm not young now, but when I was younger, elementary days, you know, I was in a swimming pool at a apartment complex, and a white girl said something that's obviously she shouldn't have said, and I don't remember exactly what she said, but I know who she came with, and I went up to her grandfather supposedly and told him on what she said, and he did not respond in any way. I guess he was just afraid that, you know, he was exposed, possibly. But he didn't say anything. I don't even know where my parents were at the time, but I know they had to be close by, but he didn't mention anything. There have been times where I thought my skin was not also a threat, but something to be, I don't know, like not normal, I should say. I thought I wasn't normal or common, I guess you could say. I thought I was like some exotic person for being Black, because of the way that I saw racism in America and how it's been depicted in movies. I felt like I didn't belong, I guess you could say. Like Black people didn't belong. And when I was younger, I colored every character Black. Any coloring book I would have, I always color them Black, not brown, literally Black. Whether that's with crayons or colored pencils, I guess I just wanted them to be just like me. And sometimes, you have friends who like to joke about it, about being black. Some may remember it was like a meme or something. They didn't really know why, to be honest. But I'm still good friends with the kid. But he decided to change the IA hotspot name as Duran is Black. I wasn't really offended by it, but I just thought it was weird. It's apparent that I'm black. I'm like, that's the first thing anybody would notice about me. So I don't know why he wanted to do that. I don't know if it was just simply a joke. But then I didn't care much because my name was out there and people would get to know me, I guess. But even the principal had an issue with it at the time. And the principal then was a black female. Not sure why she had an issue with it, but I just brushed it off. Didn't really matter to me as much. With the current situation, ever since, it really affected me ever since Trayvon Martin died. Because it had happened so close to where I live. I like wearing hoodies, and sometimes I go out at night. I don't want to be known as a threat just because I wear one. I even mentioned this on my podcast. Last year, someone thought I was a suspect because I was waiting on my date outside of my car, waiting to open the door for her. And someone said I was a suspect. I look sus. The year when Trayvon Martin died, I went to a protest for justice for him. And it happened. This protest was held in Sanford. And before I knew it, it was actually held just down the street from my future high school. I didn't even know the high school existed then. And I truly do love the history of my high school because it first began as a black high school for black children in need. I may be all over the place on this topic at the moment because I'm just remembering of everything that happened in my life. Sometimes I wonder, like, am I next? Or what should I do to be less noticeable? I just don't know. It's crazy that when I go on jogs, I wear a little backpack, and in my backpack, I have a pocket knife. I have it for protection. And this was before the Ahmad case. My mother doesn't even like when I drive home late at night. But I'm just lost for words. I am really lost for words. All we have is our voice. That's all we have. We truly can use to defend ourselves. But it's becoming more apparent that it's getting very loud. And it's being heard across the globe. I don't want to be afraid, though. I truly don't, because I want to be close with my fellow white Americans. I want to be with everyone. I want to be inclusive and share ideas and culture. But what can I say? I hope just everything just gets better from here for my future self, and hopefully one day my future family. I'm always going to be unapologetically black, because I have to be. It's a necessity, because without it, I will lose my identity. Our roots are already been uprooted from Africa. There's nothing that I know about my family lineage. We've lost our tongue. We've lost our culture. And we lost millions of our family members. And we've adopted, or forced to be adopted, what we see today, what we hear today. I hope that our future history is better. It has to be. Because if not, the entire structure of humanity itself will dismantle. So, once again, I have no other choice but to be unapologetically black. And it is time for justice for all those who have passed. My name is Duran. You can call me the Chill Poet if you like. Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast. Goodbye for now.